Thanks for your letter. Please send a clone over. I'll use him for garden work and harmonies. Speaking of pretty new documentaries, have you seen the one about the Rajneeshpuram Society? Everyone seemed to think they were lunatics, but I sort of thought, hey, I get this inside this rational brain of mine. I long to be contradicted, I wait for a sign. Doesn't matter what cult, what sign, just give me any culty sign. I'll tell you all the advantages, though I'm guessing maybe you are an atheist. You'd get a reason, you'd get a goal, you'd know how to dress and how to cleanse your soul. I'd be up for that, I'd be totally up for cleansing my soul. Would I have to split from my family? They wouldn't know what got into me. I'd change my name into something cool. Warlord Springgrass and the leader would use me as a songwriter tool. I'd spread her message to the world, send in the choir, send in the choir. Each day I'm waiting eagerly. When I cross this corner, will there be a sign there just for me? A special light or a person with a glow that says something new I didn't already know. But there's never anything, just the same old cats and fences. My leader would know what to do about everything, about the wars and the climate and all the hurting. She would say, shh, I know just what to do. You just relax and you stay low. I'll punish the bad guys, set the good ones free. Then we'll have a fiesta. Send in the choir. Send in the choir. Send in the month when you came to visit me. You played a set in the church in the city. For sure, and you set your voice up high and you let go. It made me cry. So when you answer in July, can you please do so in falsetto?